You can proceed.
8 years ago, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
You should be able to, if you speak right in that mic, we all hear you.
My hearing is shot, so I don't know
how
my voice carries sometimes. 8 years ago, I met my partner, Nina Crocker, on Match.com. She said, I'm a photographer, and I like to cook, and I've been working Crisis Hotline in Rockland. And I said, oh, you have all kinds of skills. So we did a cookbook, and it's all of Nina's photographs, and it's about seaweed. When I hand this to somebody with a variety pack, they have everything they need to integrate seaweed into daily life. And I'm just having a moment of heartfelt gratitude for Nina. Now, this year, Nina and I go up to the Steuben Elementary School, and we see children who are picking up blue backpacks of food to tide them through the weekend. So we started the Wednesday Night Supper Club. We're teaching these children how to garden because we don't want them to be hungry in the next generation. And that means on Wednesday nights, they're prepping the food that they've grown in the gardens with us to adults who can be mentors for them. That's how far we've come. Now, we live on the coast and we compost seaweed. And we need access to seaweed, but we also need same regulation of seaweed because we're watching Goulsborough Bay. The habitat there in rockweed is diminishing every year because of KDOC plants from Canada is raking our bay. And your hands are tied by the courts right now, and also because you don't have a good statutory description of what climax habitat looks like in rockweed. It takes 10 years for a rockweed plant to grow waist high. It grows 3 to 4 inches per year out at the tips by division of stems. After 10 years, what you've got is the same kind of brushy habitat that you would have if you clear-cut a forest and raspberries came in and you have mice living in the raspberry brush. That's not climax habitat. It takes another 10 years for the rockweed to get to 6 feet tall, and then it doesn't look like a bush. It looks like overarching maple tree canopy. Now, your statute says you can cut it at 16 inches. Well, when you do that, you take 95% of the biomass, and it took 20 years to get there. Now, because I'm being told that, oh, we're going to have to wait for the courts to decide if the upland owner has anything to say about rockweed, I've had to really work as an educator to reframe what this problem is. You've got it. I'm not going to say any more because you can read faster than I can talk. And if you're willing to read, you'll get it.
Thank you much.
And if you really read it, you'll probably email me and we'll start a conversation.
Thank you very much for coming today. Is there any questions? No? Thank you very much for coming.
Mostly you have to get back beyond the public rights, the public trust doctrine, back to the time when in common law we established the Magna Carta and the Charter of the Forest, which is a parallel document which doesn't get much coverage right now. Last night I spent a lot of time talking to a Bangor Daily reporter about this, and he gets it.
Thank you for taking the time to come. Sir, you have a question now.
Yeah.
Representative Battle.
Thank you, Madam Senator Baker. Sir, All right, I'm not a... What is the fundamental difference between seaweed, rockweed, or kelp? Are they all the same general plant? Are they all or species of a similar plant?
Well, when you go down to the shore, below, from the high tide line to the low tide line is called the intertidal zone. A lot of people just point and say that's seaweed, and that's okay. And then some people say rockweed. And then the marine biologist comes along and says, well, if you notice, 90% of this is ascophyllum, which is synonymous with rockweed in most groups. And then because I harvest seaweed for food and medicine, I recognize another plant called bladderwrack. Bladderwrack is the little bubbles that pop when you walk on them on the beach. But it's medicine for the thyroid. Nina and I, we ran a mom-and-pop business selling about $100,000 of just seaweed. No value added, just education and seaweed to people. I send out a constant contact letter to 6,000 people, and I know that within a day, 2,000 will open it up and read. Because I'm a good writer. So I'm mostly an educator. I spend 8 weeks getting together our inventory for a year's worth of sales. But when Fukushima melted down and people wanted iodine to protect their thyroids, instead of selling $300 a day, we were selling $7,000 a day, $8,000 a day. Because people needed iodine so their bodies wouldn't take in radioactive iodine. Well, now it's come back to just about being a mom-and-pop business again at $100,000 a year. But the next catastrophe will happen, and it will probably be Indian Point, the reactor unit number 2, 40 miles from New York City. 1/4 of the bolts are disintegrated and missing. Or Biscayne Bay, Turkey Point reactor, leaking tritium into Biscayne Bay, 40 miles south of Miami. So we just bide our time. We know there'll be another one.
Representative Devin.
So that's... Kelp is different.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Get back to your question. Kelp grows deep.
Representative Battle, seaweed is a general term, just like you look out the window and you see trees.
Yeah.
And you have maples, you have oaks that are specific types of trees.
Yep.
So kelp, rockweed are specific types of seaweed.
So my website is mentioned in the pass out, and there's a gallery of photos with a lot of captions that'll take you through a year in the life of a seaweed harvester. And by the time you get done wading through all that, you'll know all the types. They're a commercial.
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay.